Rush on Brock Purdy. It's Mel, the sports gal, on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Mel, hello.
Hey guys, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Welcome back. Happy to have you back on the show for another year, talking college football, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, of course, and something new we're doing this year with our Mal segment.
It's time for Mal the Sports Gals Top 3.
All right, Mal, so we want to know your top three, and here's the topic: worst things about summer ending.
Number three on my list would be kind of obvious, but the end of outdoor activities.
Yeah.
You know? My favorite thing is, you know, baseball. I love sitting outside grilling, the smell of cut grass. You know, some nerds like festivals and things like that, so that'll be sad for them. You know, and the thing I like, too, is that initiates, like, the outdoor activities initiate a lot of Facebook complaints for my town, you know. it's fireworks or electric grass clippings on the street. Someone's going to get hurt. There's nothing better than a small-town Facebook page. These people out here in Elkhart are just... Anyway, and I love getting a tan, you know, and it's like... I know a lot of those people are on there, oh, she shouldn't do that without sunscreen. But I like a little bit of tan. Uh-huh. And people, with tans look healthy, you know? And I, and like, usually by October, people are asking me if I'm sick. And I'm not. You know? And it's the thing that, another bonus is, or thing that I'm going to hate about summer ending is those who have to tan constantly are going to go to the tanning beds, and then it looks like they woke up in a bag of Doritos. They're wandering around. But I'm going to miss all the outside stuff.
All right. The number two thing you're going to miss about summer now is?
Well, this one's kind of boring, but clothing.
Clothing?
Clothing. I mean, you know, like right now I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay. The summer attire you're going to miss.
I got it.
Yeah, I get that too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and for us adults, it's, you know, you want to, you know, you just throw on a pair. I'm getting used to calling them slides now. I was calling them flip-flops or, heaven forbid, thongs for a while when I found out that means something else these days. But...
Now,
you know, and it's like, I love that. And you know, and then for parents, I remember when my kids were little, you wrapped them up, you know, in the wintertime, you have to bundle them up, takes forever. And then you have to shove them in the car like a marshmallow, you know, and and adjust the car seat. But man, in the summer, we can just throw them in. I mean, that's, you know, safely, of course.
Right.
But, yeah. I miss that I am, you know, I'm glad that some of those people who don't use, you know, common sense, you know, with their bellies hanging out and stuff, I'm glad that might be covered a little better.
Okay.
But I am going to miss the clothing.
All right. All right. So we'll get to your number one thing in our second segment before we talk about the Hawkeyes. But we're going to talk about the Cyclones first. They open their season against UNI tomorrow.
I've been really trying to be courteous to them the last couple years. And I'm going to continue that trend.
It's hard not to be when they're good.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Not a lot to make fun of.
Yeah, there's nothing to make fun of. I mean, I'll find something, I'm sure. But I'm going to be courteous. Yet cranky.
Okay, got
you
it.
Know, that's it's kind of how I drive.
Right.
That's what it says on your t-shirts. Courteous, right. Yet cranky.
That's right. Anyway, this year is a year that the Cyclone fans have been waiting for, and they've bought new gear, and this is the year. UNI is a spoiler. They always are. They're an average offense. Their defense is decent. But here's the key. Iowa State's got pretty much... you know, the same team, which is good. They just really, really need to come out. Matt Campbell is not, he's 2-3 in season openers. UNI has burned them, and they cannot, they're in contention to possibly, you know, play for a, you know, spot in the playoffs. They can't lose this game. It is so important. They can't mess around, and I would like to see them get a definitive win instead of jacking around. They need to run Breece Hall, last year's leading rusher in the nation. They need to run him, need to play it safe, don't break out the whole playbook, but don't let UNI get close. I think UNI is going to scare him early on and, you know, kind of give him a wake-up call, but I think ISU is going to come back, and I think they're going to get a very lopsided, needed victory, 34-13 over the Panthers.
More of Ken, Colleen, and Kirk continues.
Well, Mal's going to give us her number one thing she's going to miss about summer, and, well, we'll still mostly agree with her. Plus, her Hawkeye pick on the way within 10 minutes.
Follow Mel the Sports Gal on Facebook and Twitter at Mel Sports Gal. And hear her on demand at star1025.com.